Welcome to this week's WNCW More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. Our topic, the latest in Buncombe County on the housing market. Some other developing news as well, as we're joined by John Boyle of the Asheville Citizen-Times, reporter and columnist. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
John, is the popular and much-desired home-buying market in Asheville and Buncombe County continuing to be red-hot for those that can afford the cost these days?
That is an apt description. It's almost gotten to be, no pun intended, a broken record every quarter where they're setting records again and again. Talked for this story with a guy named Don Davies, who owns a company, Real Search, that does research on real estate trends. It's kind of funny when he puts his reports out, he has his little red triangles for records, and it's just full of red triangles. It was eight or nine categories of average asking price. And this is just for Buncombe, but regionally, too, they're setting records. Average asking price in Buncombe County was a real eye-popper at $627,000 in change. That doesn't mean that's what they were selling for. That gives you an indication of what people think they could get for their homes. The average selling price, that was also a record. And I should say, his records go back to the 80s, so these are pretty much all-time records. Average selling price so far for 2017 is $330,743. You know, as you can imagine, that's going to put the average selling price, that's probably pretty high above what an average wage earner around here could afford. You know, the gist of the story is that sales are red hot, but the inventory out there is really low. That's also setting records. You know, it's supply and demand. You've got a dwindling supply and an enormous demand, so prices are going up.
Through July of this year, what do the numbers on home sales reveal, John?
They're just absolutely booming. They continue to set records in pretty much every category. The sales of the month, average sales per month so far, 330, that's setting a record. That average selling price that I mentioned, that's a record. Median asking price for half or below, half above, which is probably a better market than average overall, is $428,000. If they're really just taking off, and the inventory that I mentioned for Buncombe, there were 1,354 homes on the market at the end of June. You know, that sounds like a lot, but we have a big market. And Don Davies said you have to go back to 2001 to find a lower number than that.
John, there was an article that the Citizen-Times published, and I want to think it was just a few months ago, possibly in May, and it was pretty well saying the market is unsustainable. Where do we stand on that right now?
It's interesting. I talked to Neil Hanks, who is the head of Beverly Hanks Real Estate, and he had some figures that he thinks point to that folks are worried about, you know, that unsustainability or bubble, so to speak. Not seeing indicators of that yet. And he pointed out, in fact, they have this on their website, a really interesting chart that shows the average appreciation of a home would be in the 3% neighborhood. Obviously, in 08, when the market crashed, it drops down. Came back up, and it's like surging. There's been two real big surges in home values. Overall, it's still in that 3% range over 10 years or so. He's encouraged by that, but it's not going to pop. And the other thing is the banks, part of what contributed to the bubble bursting back in 08, 09 was the banks were lending money very, very easily on a lot of terms, bend your loans, no income, no job type loans. And folks were buying a lot of homes on investment. And Beverly Hanks, and their numbers, I should mention, are for seven counties, including Rutherford County, so the regional. And their numbers show that just that their buyers, this is not MLS data, that their buyers, it was a very low number, under 15% were buying for investment. The vast majority was buying for their personal use, over 55%. That indicates, too, that people are buying homes not to flip them, but to actually live in them. Davies was also thinking that, you know, this market is just really strong with a lot of folks moving in here, retirees looking to buy. They're not thinking that it's going to burst anytime soon.
You're hearing the voice of John Boyle from the Asheville Citizen-Times, our guest on More to the Story from WNCW as our discussion continues. John, for Buncombe County overall, tell us, where are the hottest areas for home sales currently?
Well, it's kind of what you would think. I mean, the West Asheville numbers are just astounding. Over 450 homes sold in the quarter, latest quarter. South Asheville, Southern Buncombe, those numbers are approaching 500. There's areas, very, very rural areas where they're not quite as hot. One thing Neil Hanks does is that, you know, look around and all areas are doing pretty well. I think that Candler's very strong. North Asheville's good. There's, you know, there's some areas that are booming that everybody knows are booming, but they are pretty strong all over right now.
John, anything you would like to add before we wrap up about anything new that'll be forthcoming in a story?
Well, one of the points that I found really interesting was the part of the inventory problem that folks just aren't building new homes. There used to be a lot of homes built on what they call spec or speculation, where the market's so strong, you build a house, you know you're going to sell it. The builders are very reluctant to do that. I talked to a builder named Tim Alexander, who said before the Great Recession, he built about 40 or 50 homes on spec. Actually, he said he built about 150 homes. He does a lot of remodels, but he said since the Great Recession, he hasn't done any. And Don Davies' numbers showed that new homes on the market at the end of June, there were 221. There were 222 new homes sold all year. And those numbers have risen a little bit. 2016 was 199 at this point for June and 169 the year before. But Tim Alexander says every week, just about, he has realtors come to him and say, "Tim, I wish you'd build some spec homes. I could sell them in no time." But that's not happening because of lending rules that have got a lot tighter, and a lot of these builders got burned so bad during the Great Recession, they're really reluctant to build new homes on speculation.
And everything you just got through saying, John, then comes back to the individual or the couple that wants to buy a home. And this makes it just an ongoing obstacle course, so to speak, to get to that goal when you're dealing with all those things.
It does. And it's a great time to sell a home, profit on it. But the problem is, that's great if you're moving to a market where homes are cheaper. But if you want to remain in our market and you have to buy something else, there's a lot of sticker shock. It is a great seller's market. On the flip side of that, it is a tough buyer's market, I would say, through the year at least, and probably beyond, is what these experts were telling me.
The always interesting ongoing developments of the housing market in Asheville and Buncombe County. Thank you very much for the update, reporter and columnist from the Asheville Citizen-Times, John Boyle.
Well, thank you for having me, Paul.
More to the story also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.